Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, Frederica Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Frederica Academy Knights, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop filling in for Jeff Doak. The Knights Coaches Show is sponsored by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick. A victorious head coach at that.
Yeah, we pulled out a win over there last week at Belleville, so it's feeling pretty good, having a pretty good week. So hopefully we continue the winning ways. You know, we talked about going into it last week. It was kind of like a three-week playoffs before you get in the playoffs. You got to win all of them, and we got one down. I keep telling them, reminding the kids, two to go. So, you know, hopefully we come out this week and have a good night. You know, you got to get up for St. Andrews a little bit. They're having a little down year, so we've got to be prepared, not let them have any life early, and hopefully we can handle that. But kids seem to be doing a pretty good job this week, and they've been working pretty hard.
The win brings you guys to 3-5 on the season, 1-1, I guess, in the region.
Yeah.
And so let's talk a little bit about that win over Pinewood, 59-20. It was a beatdown, coach. So go ahead.
You know, it's always a challenge to go over there. They got a really good quarterback, Banks Booth, and last year we were ahead of them at one point, 42-14, and we ended up beating them 54-49. So you never know. You just never know with him at quarterback and how good they are at times. You know, I thought our kids did a really good job. We gave up a couple plays that we don't give those up. It could have probably been a little bit worse. But, you know, hey, they make big plays, and I thought our kids responded really well. They scored first and was up 7-0, and we took the ball and drove right back down the field and made it 7-7, and then we execute well. We didn't really execute an onside. It wasn't called, but it looked like it was, and so we executed it, and we got the onside kick and then scored again. And, you know, we handled our business. I thought the kids did a good job. Controlling the tempo, we ran the ball really well on offense, and defense did its job of getting them off the field and getting some possessions, and special teams stole some possessions, and that's always big in a game. You watch on Saturdays, you watch on Sundays, and special teams can steal a possession and defense can hold sometimes, and you can get an extra possession or two and score, puts the other team behind.
59 points on the board, coach. I know that's not all attributed to your offense. I'm sure your defense had a hand in some of that too. But talk about how well your offense played.
I thought it played really well. I think we had over 500 yards of offense.
Wow.
You know, ran the ball for 450 or 60 yards and, you know, did a really good job of keeping them off balance. We could run it inside, we run it outside, and I thought our guys did a great job. You know, Stanton, Jaden, Jalen, all those guys running the ball Friday night did a really good job. I think Stanton had 240-some yards rushing and Jaden had almost 100 or a little over 130, and Jalen would have had over 100. He had a 71-yard touchdown call back, or he would have had 159 yards or something like that. So you take that away, you take that one run away, and he would have had a really big night as well. So we would have had three guys over 100 yards, and then we threw the ball for 50-something yards and a touchdown pass too. So keeping them off balance when we need to, and I thought the offense did a really good job. And I thought our offensive line was really physical Friday night and kind of won the line of scrimmage, and we talk about that all the time. If you can win the line of scrimmage, you've got an advantage. And that's at any level, high school, college, professional. If you're winning the line of scrimmage offensively, you're dictating the game to the other team. And that was pretty much what we did. There was times, you know, we made some penalties. We had some holding calls against us and things like that. But I thought our kids didn't I think they got a little more frustrated because we were physically driving them off the football, and the refs was like, no, you're holding them and throwing them to the ground. Our guys had a couple pancakes, at times. And they were like, you can't do that. You can't take them to the ground. But our kids are just driving them off the ball.
This is the Frederica Nice Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I think you had some first Friday night too. I believe Braxton Sykes had one of those moments and something about a field goal kicker. Fill me in.
Braxton had his first touchdown reception. He plays backup quarterback. We also started for us at wide receiver. He's a freshman, so we actually started two freshmen on offense Friday night, and then I felt like. He played really well. He's big. I mean, 6'1", going to be about 6'2", probably about 160, 165 right now as a freshman, and has the opportunity to be a lot bigger. And then,
does a good Elvis, too.
He does a really good Elvis. If you've never seen him do his Elvis impersonation and singing, he's outstanding. And then Noah at the end, I thought our kids did a really good job. Defense held there in the middle of the field. They went for it. We got a stop, and then we drove the ball. I think we had 27 seconds. Had two timeouts, ran a couple plays, executed them really well. Stanton and the offense did a really good job of coordinating it. Coach Egan did a good job of putting the ball on the right hash at the time, because we had noticed during the game that Noah was really booming it from right to left on kickoffs. So got the ball on the right hash, and he drilled like a 44-yarder right past time expired going into the half. So it gave us a 31-14 lead, and that's really big. It's a big momentum thing when you can get that. And hopefully it's a confidence booster for him as well. We missed one right at the end of the game against Stratford to tie it. And to go back out there, I run him out there, and he has to kick some long field goals sometimes. And everybody's like, Coach, put a lot of pressure on a freshman. Well, eventually you just get used to it, and it don't become pressure. It's just what it is. We do our job, and he's getting used to it. And I thought he did a good job Friday night. He just went right out there. I even asked him probably. I called timeout, make sure we had the right personnel on the field and have everybody out there. One of the kids like, Coach, you're icing the kicker? I was like, I don't think you can really ice Noah. I don't know if he even knows that he's being iced by us. He's just probably meandering around out there a little bit. And then he walked right out there and boomed it. So big night for him. That was awesome. And, he did a good job on kickoffs too. I think he put two or three in the end zone on touchbacks. And that's a huge weapon for us right now to be able to get points from 40, 45 yards away. So, we'll continue to get better at that too.
Coach, you talked about your defensive play that, possibly the score could have been a little different, but talk to me a little bit about how well your defense played, only 20 points given up.
Well, I thought we did a real good job. We settled in. We got some pressure on Banks, and then secondary comes up with two interceptions. Jalen Baldwin picks one off in the end zone. We had a little man-to-man, but we had a one-man free concept, and he didn't really bite. He baited Banks into throwing it deep, and then he played under it, undercut the route, picked it off in the end zone, and then Wood Watson made a great play on a sideline on a comeback route by their guy. He undercut it and got under it and picked it off. And, that's huge. You steal two possessions right there on defense. And, I thought our kids did a really good job getting lined up. They were trying to create some chaos with some formations, and our kids had no problems with it. So it took their element of surprise away. They tried to do a little muddle huddle with the quarterback and some receivers and stuff, but it didn't affect us at all. Our kids did a really good job with that. We executed really well on defense.
All right. More to come on the Nice Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust, member FDIC.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simons and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simons. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter, 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop filling in for Jeff Doak. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, and by Advanced Rehabilitation. Of course, a special thanks to V Pizza for hosting the show each and every week during the season. Certainly appreciate those guys.
Oh, yeah. It's a good venue. Got a lot of folks come out, enjoy it. I'm glad the weather's cooled off. Everybody's out. It's pleasant, having a good time, and can relax. And the best thing is we got to win. So, you know, it makes it even better when you come to the radio show.
Right. Doing the show with you tonight brings back a lot of old school memories of me sitting here at this table with you. It's been a minute.
Yeah. We started out doing this long ago. This is my 12th year doing these radio shows with everybody. It's pretty awesome, you know, when you look back at it and how much you get to meet people, and some of those relationships last a lifetime. And it's been a good experience.
Absolutely. All right, Coach. So the win gets you to 3-5 and 1-1 in the region, like I said. And so now next up, you actually get a rare home game. Right?
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Yeah, St. Andrews comes calling. A little bit of a tough go for St. Andrews. 2-6 on the season, 0-2 in the region. They're coming off of a game where they just got blasted 55-0 by Bullock Academy, who, you know, I keep an eye on everything that goes around or goes on around in Southeast Georgia when it comes to high school football, and Bullock looks pretty good to me.
Yeah, Bullock's huge. Big up front. They got a really good team. You know, we go and play them, and I thought we played really well.
I thought you did too.
We gave up two plays, you know, and honestly, we drove it up and down the field. We just couldn't punch it in, and I thought our guys, I mean, you look at it, we played them better than anybody's played them all year.
Yes,
we
did.
And we had opportunities to beat them, and it slipped away. But, you know, they got a junior and senior squad. You know, I think they got 14 seniors. So, you know, we roll in with 24 freshmen and sophomores. And I thought our kids battled really, really well on that. And we had a good group of guys. I thought the seniors and juniors, our guys just did a really, really good job that night playing them. And then, you know, you look at the score, it can be deceiving. I think that St. Andrews had a few guys out, but Bullock just kind of steamrolled them early in the game. I think they were up 34-0 at the first quarter, and it was 48-0 at the half. And really, Bullock had pulled everybody out about 8 minutes to go in the second quarter and was just rolling some young guys in.
So it could have been worse.
It could have been.
Wow. Yeah, it could have been worse.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. You know, St. Andrews got some athletes, and that's what I told our guys. They've got some guys that can make some plays. They've got some athletes, and so we got to play disciplined football. Don't go out and take anybody for granted. We're 3-5, they're 2-6, so there's not a big difference in record. I think it's just a big difference in the quality of opponents that we've played over the year and how close we've kept it with a lot of these people. And I think, you know, we've been watching film from early in the season to where we're at now. And as we've watched the coaches this week, we've been trying to reevaluate and look at some things. And we've really improved in a lot of areas. And I credit that to our seniors that have done a really good job of taking over the locker room and handling all of that stuff. And they've done a good job. We brought them in and had a talk with them early in the year, and I think they responded really well. And the young guys have come on. And we just got a really good camaraderie with our kids right now in the locker room. The kids love playing for one another, and they're getting after it. And that goes a long way with your seniors.
It's really funny because it's not the first time I've seen you do this, right, with when you have some of these younger class teams, right? When you've got a bunch of freshmen and a lot of sophomores, it just seems like a common pattern with you. You start the season with a young football team, and then when you get down the stretch, they're playing Bullock 14-0, the number one team in the state with an opportunity to win. And then by the time you get in the playoffs, these guys are years beyond what their classes actually are. And, you know, every year when you have a young football team, this is how you end the season. It never fails.
Don't know about it. We got a little formula. I don't know. I think it's just our kids just do a really good job of growing up. And it's a grind for us. We're out there 2.5 hours, 45 minutes. And our kids, I mean, we're constantly on the move, you know, and they work really hard. They're learning. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is it's the culture of the locker room. They love playing for one another. And they do a really good job of that. And like I said, our seniors have done a really good job. Seniors done a really good job so far of getting us prepared down the stretch.
You're listening to the Frederick and Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, a common opponent that you have with St. Andrews is Pinewood. You guys just blasted them, and St. Andrews lost 64-36 to Pinewood. So if you want to do common opponent, I guess you guys would probably be a pretty comfortable favorite to win the football game.
I think so. The funny thing about that score is I think it was like 38-36 going into the fourth quarter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was close right there with Pinewood and them. It was really close going into the fourth quarter, and it was like Pinewood just kind of blew it open. Everything went their way in the fourth quarter. So, you know, it's a little bit deceiving, but again, like I said, they've had two tough outings in the region. They had to go to Pinewood to play there, and then Bullock at home, and now they've got to come here. That's our one region game is us. So, you know, we're excited to be back at home at senior night. We get to honor these seniors. I think they've done a great job. These four guys, this is telling, they've been with us. I've only had four guys in that class the whole time. Like, when they were four freshmen, they were four sophomores, it was those guys. Those four have been, we haven't added anybody, no one's left. Those four have been the staple for 4 years in that class. And, you know, that's a testament to those guys sticking with it and coming out of there every day. It's not easy to do what we ask them to do. And it's that way in all high school football. It's not an easy thing to do. if it's run right, you have to be there. You have to be counted on. You have to have discipline. You have to show up. You have to work hard. And you have to do those things. And these guys have done it for 4 years. And then, you know, at the beginning of the year, we had that meeting with them. And listen, I'm like, hey, for us to get to where we want to be, you guys are going to have to be that integral part. Because it's like I told them was, these guys can resent me or hate me, or you guys can grab the bull by the horns and lead the kids and be the guys on the bus that lead it. And they took the bull by the horns, and they've done a really good job this year. And I guess if I had anything to say walking away from it, I'm proud of that bunch for being able to do that and handle it, because we knew we were going to have adversity as a coaching staff because we were young. And those guys got dealt – they didn't get dealt a good hand. You know, you got freshmen and sophomores everywhere. They just going to have to learn game to game. And for them to be able to stick with it and do what they've done has just been outstanding. And I know you go and say, hey, you got a formula, but the formula is the kids, and they've done a really good job with it. So I'm especially proud of them.
We'll be right back to the Knights Coaches Show with the head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm giggling because Brandon Derrick knows his times and his cues. We'll be right back.
It is time to get busy living, and Stretch Zone on St. Simons is here to help. Stretch Zone is the nation's first and largest practitioner-assisted stretching franchise. Whether it is to improve flexibility, relieve stiffness and soreness, enhance physical and athletic performance, or to increase your range of motion, the professionals at Stretch Zone can help. In the shops at Sea Island, just down from V Pizza. Book your appointment today, 912-268-2495, or check them out online, stretchzone.com. Stretch Zone. Stretch. Work. Play. Repeat.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your dream space. Landscape maintenance, lawn maintenance, installation, design, soft pressure washing, paver patios, retaining walls, fire pits, walkways, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamicsolutionsga.com.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial, 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop filling in for Jeff Doak. This segment is brought to you by Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. All right, Coach, I kind of want to jump back just for a moment and go back to St. Andrews. One question I didn't get to that I kind of wanted to. Talk about what you expect that your Knights are going to get from St. Andrews. What are things that you're going to have to do well to win the football game?
Well, they're going to come out. They're going to be a double wing. They're going to dive option. That's if 11's on the field at quarterback. He was injured last game, and then they went to a T backfield, but it had wing T elements, and they were running a little bit of our wildcat, what we call Cherokee and Apache set, trying to run it. So we have to do a good job up front again. Our D-line's done a really good job all year of anchoring and hunkering down and making plays. And, you know, if they do like they're normally doing and minimize the running lanes like they've done all year, we have a really good chance. Our secondary not giving up any big plays, just reading our keys is really a big thing. Don't get lackadaisical in a game like this. Don't take it for advantage. Go out in games like this. You need to be more. You got to be super focused. That, you know, maybe your opponent's not as good as you, but you have to be laser focused and go out and execute. And those are some of the things that, you know, that's hard for high school kids, college kids, heck, even professional athletes. Sometimes they don't stay focused when the opponent is not as talented or as they think not as talented. You can ask Alabama about that plan Vandy about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Didn't work out too well for them. But when you think about it, that's the thing. You got to be focused. You got to be dialed in. And really at practice, you got to push yourself. And that's what I've been telling the kids all week is, don't look at the opponent. Don't worry about the opponent. Worry about us getting better. Every snap we take, we need to get better at snap. So defensively, just reading our keys, flying to the football. Offensively, control that line of scrimmage. And then special teams, execute really well. Cover kickoffs, you know, play the field position game, you know. And if we've got a trick play or whatever we've got dialed up at the time, know what we're doing when we do it and do it really well.
I picked Mindy in that game.
Listen, he played really well, Vandy did. Alabama does not like the state of Tennessee, so.
no kidding. Coach, you have the opportunity for so far this season, a rare home game back under the Oaks in front of the home fans. Talk about that dynamic with your football team.
Well, it's great right now because we've been on the road forever, it feels like, especially after the hurricane and then all the weeks we had off, and then we had to go on the two road games after that. So getting to come back home is a big, big excitement. I think the kids, even at school, are excited to come out and watch the game. The parents are excited to get back home. We don't have to travel so far. And then we got this game, and we got to make the makeup game because that's the homecoming game at the end with Robert Toons. So got two home games left, and then probably looking like we're going on the road in the playoffs. But, you know, we're prepared for that. We've learned how to travel. That was kind of how you set it up with the young kids is, hey, you learn how to travel with them, and then all of a sudden they figure out a way. They know how to manage their time on the bus and how to act when you're going on the playoffs. And so, you know, hopefully we can excel at that, and we can go on the road and make some noise. I think we've got a good opportunity. I think our kids have earned the right to go play and get out there and execute.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I want to talk a little bit about the playoffs. I know that last few seasons they did the playoff seedings by, I believe it was the Max Brett Power Rankings. Bring us up to speed on how that works, on the point, what they're going to do.
That's what they're going to do. Max Brett's Power Rankings right now, and of course it's we're sixth right now, and Tift Area's three. But also the Tift Area Valwood game got canceled because of the hurricane, so still up in the air whether that game was going to be made up. And Valwood's still got to play Brookwood, and Tiff's got to play Terrell, and Deerfield's got to play McClay down in Florida, and Westfield's still got to play Pacelli at home. So I think right now Valwood and Westfield are like 0.2 points difference right now. So I think if Westfield were to beat Pacelli and Valwood even were to win, I think Westfield might pass Valwood. But I don't know if Tiff passes Val Wood in the process, but, you know, I don't know if they're going to play or not. So those could, that could change. If they play, then it changes the seating all the way around. We'll see who we get. You know, we'll have to just wait. Our job right now is to win the next two. We ain't really worried about the third one yet. Win this one, take care of our business, and then win the next one, and then get in the playoffs and take care of our business. So don't look ahead. We all play these ratings, you know, got Jason Bishop's top 10 power ratings and all that stuff, so everybody gets all caught up in all that. But just a little shout out there.
Thank you.
But, you know, don't get caught up in that. Just worry about the task at hand, and that's what we got to go out there and do, and we got to go execute and handle our business.
The number one sports show in the state of Georgia, by the way.
Well, look here, I'm by the man right now.
Yeah, shameless plug. Okay, so do you feel like, I would imagine you would, you've been on the road so much this season, you're talking about the likelihood of going in the playoffs, you're probably going to be on the road. Do you feel like that that's an advantage for your kids, having played so many road games, and then the likelihood of going on the road for a playoff game, it's going to work to your advantage having been on the road so much?
I hope it does. I think we've learned how to travel. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, you learn. You don't really know how to handle it the first two or three games, and we didn't look very good the first two or three games. Now, all of a sudden, we're starting to look like we know how to handle it, and we've handled it well. And that's the experience part. You know, we've been to Brookwood. We beat them the last three games. We went to Brookwood. We beat them. That's almost a four-hour drive.
Yep.
You know, we turn around, we go to Bullock, and we have our chances to beat them. We play them really tough at Bullock in a hostile environment, and then we go to Pinewood, and we beat them. So I feel like the last three games have been kind of an indicator that we know how to travel, we know how to handle ourselves. And, you know, you got a few of them on the bus that are crazy, but you just whistle back there, and they settle down. And then one of them has to, you know, grab Noah and put him in the headlock, and that's about it. Once it's done and everything's quieting down, and we're good to go.
Yeah, I hear you. Coach, with the playoffs coming up, I think about your season. And, you know, here you are, 3-5 on the year, a winnable game in front of you to get to 4-5. And then I feel like Robert Toombs is a really winnable game, too, at the end of the season, which brings you back to 5-5. And I think about that, and I'm just like, wow, what an amazing job the coaches and the kids have done after a, you know, pretty rocky start. And then here you are at 5-5. You know, talk about rallying and getting back to where you needed to be.
Well, I think that's what you look at with our kids, and that's probably one of the things I'm the most proud of is when you're 1-4, you have every opportunity to turn it in, and quit. And again, it's not easy. We make the kids come in at 7 a.m. and work out Monday through Thursday, and they're there every morning. They come in, they go to work, they trust in each other, they believe in each other, and you know, at 1-4, we had every opportunity to put our head down, mope around, whatnot. But you know, the seniors and the juniors and those guys just like, listen, this is one of these things. We play a tough schedule on the front end so that we know how to win on the back end. But they do a really good job of keeping the morale going, and the kids come to work every day, and they've continued to do that. And I think that's a huge testament to our program, our culture, because we do play a lot of tough opponents on the front end. Everybody gives me a hard time about who we play, but when you go and make noise and hopefully give yourself a chance to win some playoff games, and if we're able to make some noise in the playoffs and get us to where we think we can be, it's worth it. It's worth going 1-4 in the front if you can get to the Final Four and maybe play for another state championship. So those things, you know, it all works out in the long run. It'll get the kids ready. It gets them prepared.
I was talking to someone the other day about your schedule, as a matter of fact, and they were talking about how, you know, brutal the schedule has, and I made the joke. I said, yeah, the Derricks don't keep cupcakes in their pantry.
We don't. We really go to work, and, you know, we feel like that's – well, I've always felt like that. If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. And that's been my philosophy, and our kids have bought into it, and they do a really good job. We don't get discouraged. Coaches don't get discouraged. We just work. We just keep trying to find those pieces and plug the kids in, and they do a good job. And, you know, it'll be a good night this Friday night. We're going to play some young kids. We've been rolling people. We got a chance to go out here and, like you said, be 4-5 and then get ourselves a 5-5 with Robert Toombs and finish this thing and then go into the playoffs on a 3-game win streak.
Yep, perfect. Thanks for joining us for the Frederick Academy Nice Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop filling in for Jeff Doak. And I'm signing off. Let's go Knights.
Go Knights.